In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. We are here today on the first Sunday after Great and Holy Pentecost. Last Sunday, we celebrated the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and the beginning of the mission of the church to go into all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching everyone, the whole world, to observe the Lord's commandments, to keep His instructions, to walk in His ways. It's wonderful on this next Sunday, this first Sunday of Pentecost, to have a baptism in our church, to be fulfilling that great commission, to be keeping the Lord's commands. The baptism of Nicholas David is a wonderful event in his life, in the life of his family, in the life of this community, and we'll speak a little bit about that today. I want to acknowledge also, though, that today is Father's Day. It's a civil holiday, and we remember all those who are celebrating Father's Day today. Biological fathers, adopted fathers, spiritual fathers, godfathers. We had a new godfather today. All of you who are celebrating, we congratulate you. And we'll say something about Father's Day as well. I want to share with you, though, first something that happened to me this past week. I was called away to New York City on church business, went with my family, and we took the opportunity, after the church work was done, to go and visit a museum. We went to see the Metropolitan Museum of Art. How many of you have been to New York City and visited this wonderful museum? Phenomenal, phenomenal museum, with a collection of art from all over the world, all different times and places, all in this one wonderful museum. One of the things that I noticed in the museum was that all of the different cultures that have existed were represented. You know, it's been said that art is a window into life. That what we see represented in art shows us the life of the people, that they depict their life through their artwork. Definitely see this at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, where you see art in a cultural context. One of the things that we see in art is the joys and the sorrows of life. We see the ups and the downs, the trials and the victories. We see those things that they care about, those things that they hope for, that they aspire to, those things that weigh them down and they struggle with. We see all of that represented in art. And it illustrates for us the condition of man and the struggle of man for life as it should be. The desire for goodness and the rejection of evil. In this museum, one of the things that I noted on this trip was that there was a wonderful use of pottery in just about every culture. Pottery is an art form that goes back to the most ancient of times. And in some cases, there are more decorative items of pottery and others less decorative. But pottery is something that we see throughout. The human being needed vessels to hold things that the people cared about, that the people needed. Ancient pottery was used to hold water, to hold grain, to hold food. Later, we would even use pottery to hold flowers, and treasure the beauty of life, to hold perfume, that wonderful scent, oil, medicines. Pottery was used to hold some of the most important things of life, and this pottery was decorated because of its importance. I mention all of this to transition us into the discussion of the baptism today and also Father's Day. In the Old Testament, the Lord reveals Himself as the potter. It says in the book of Jeremiah, and this is in speaking to the children of Israel, He says that just as the potter molds and fashions clay, so do I do to you, that you are clay in my hands, that I will mold and I will fashion you. The baptism is the recreation of the human being as a vessel for the grace of God. The baptism is God taking that dust, that clay from the earth, and refashioning it, remaking it, purifying it, cleansing it, and filling it once again with His grace, with His power, with His love, with His wisdom, with all of His virtue. This is what happens in baptism, this wonderful gift of God to us. We receive Him within our being, and He dwells within us. We become a consecrated vessel. One of the prayers in the baptismal service refers to the newly illumined as a consecrated vessel, that this human being has been set aside and consecrated to hold the one thing that truly matters. The human being has a relationship of dwelling in God and God in him as a consecrated vessel. This is what we celebrate in the gift of holy baptism, the refashioning and remaking of this vessel of God. You know, when we look at this evolution of pottery, pottery began with simple handmade vessels, and then it moved to using tools. One of the tools that revolutionized pottery making was the potter's wheel. Everyone's familiar with the potter's wheel. It's a wheel that spins around, and the clay is put on the wheel, and then tools are used to fashion and to mold that clay. And with the potter's wheel, the potter can not only execute with greater speed, but make more beautiful vessels, stronger vessels. This pottery wheel revolutionized this art of pottery. Now, what does the pottery wheel have to do with us and holy baptism? Well, let's think about the recreation of man, that God recreates man using His tools. He uses water. He sends down the Holy Spirit as fire. He breathes His air. He does all of this, but He does it in the context of His church, which provides a spinning wheel. We began that wheel today with three revolutions around the baptismal fonts. Round and around we go in the church, right? Every day there are daily services. Every week there are weekly services that we repeat. There's the liturgical cycle of services that goes throughout the year, the cycle of feast and fast. We repeat our prayers. Everything is done with constant repetition on this wheel of life as the Lord molds us and fashions us. We celebrate Father's Day today, and we remember Christ brings the knowledge that God is not just our creator, our fashioner, but our Father, and we His children through adoption, through the gift of grace, through union with Him, of that wonderful prayer, "Our Father, who art in heaven." You know, on this Father's Day, as Daniel, the father of Nicholas David, is filled with desires and aspirations for his child, and of course, his mother, Elena, as well, we don't forget you, but it is Father's Day, so we'll mention Daniel, these desires for his life, for his future, so that he might experience all of the good things that the world has. We also remember that God is his Father as well. And God has his own desires and aspirations for young Nicholas David. You know, often it's said that a father wants their child to grow up to be just like them, but maybe a little bit better, right? To have all the things that they've had and more. Daniel, you run a business. Perhaps it's a dream, as it is with many fathers, that their children will grow up and run that business someday, that they'll take over, and they'll do what you've done, but better. You know, this is what God desires as well. Not necessarily that Nicholas David takes over the family business. Or the President of the United States. These are our desires. These are our desires. God's desire is that we become like Him. He tells us, He says to us, "Be holy as I am holy. Be holy as I am holy." What is holiness? But being filled with the presence of God, to have Him abiding within us. St. John of San Francisco was asked, "What is a saint? What is a saint?" And by the way, this is very important for us because another celebration we have today is All Saints Sunday. We remember all of the saints from the Old and the New Testament, men, women, and children, who have been sanctified by the grace of God. It was asked of St. John, "What is a saint?" He said, "A saint is someone who is filled with the grace of God to overflowing, that this grace then overflows into the lives of others and helps to sanctify them too. A saint can be a merchant, peasant, soldier, a tradesman, a king, an intellectual. A saint could be many of these things, and we have all of these kind of saints in our church. But the one commonality for them all, independent of their earthly past, and we all have our earthly past, the one commonality, the one thing that unites all of the saints, is what unites them with God, and that is His holiness. A share in His holiness, in His life. As we celebrate today all of these things, All Saints Sunday, Father's Day, the baptism of Nicholas David, let us remember that our life, our eternal life, the thing that matters most, the one thing needful, that this is provided by God, who is our creator, our potter, our refashioner, our redeemer, who is our Father, who has heavenly aspirations for us, heavenly desires, that we might be holy with all of the saints from every generation, men, women, and children, who are filled with God's grace, with His love, with His very self. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory.